Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the potential pitfalls of relying on AI research tools, specifically OpenAI's hypothetical deep research. Let's dive in.
I'm intrigued. This deep research sounds revolutionary, producing research papers in minutes. But what's the catch?
Well, the Economist article we're discussing highlights some serious limitations. Despite the initial excitement from academics like Ethan Mollick and economists like Kevin Bryan and Tyler Cowen. Cowen even compared it to having a PhD-level research assistant. But there are some concerns.
Like what? Is it the cost? $200 a month seems steep if it's not truly groundbreaking.
Cost is one factor, especially given Cowen's track record with hyping things like Web3 and Clubhouse. But the article digs deeper, exploring issues like data creativity, the tyranny of the majority, and intellectual shortcuts.
Data creativity? What's that?
Basically, deep research can handle simple data queries but struggles with more nuanced or creative ones. It might accurately give you France's 2023 unemployment rate, but flubs estimating household whiskey spending or the prevalence of AI use in British businesses.
I see. So, it's like a really advanced calculator, not a true researcher.
Exactly. And then there's the tyranny of the majority. Deep research is trained on massive data sets, which is great for summaries, like the 10-page paper on Ricardo's theory of rent that Cowen got. But this vast data set biases it towards commonly held views, even if they're not entirely accurate. It prioritizes easily accessible data and popular ideas over potentially better but harder to find information. For example, its analysis of American income inequality might be skewed towards the conventional wisdom, rather than considering expert dissenting opinions. And this reliance on consensus views brings us to the final biggest concern, intellectual shortcuts.
Oh boy, that does sound concerning. It's a recipe for homogeneity of thought. And what about those intellectual shortcuts?
Right. Intellectual shortcuts. The article argues that by outsourcing research to deep research, we risk losing the critical thinking skills honed by doing the research ourselves. As Paul Graham, a Silicon Valley investor, noted, writing his thinking. The same applies to research. We might become overly reliant on the AI and miss opportunities for original insights because we're not actively engaging with the material.
So it's like having a personal trainer who does all the exercises for you. You might look fit, but you're not actually stronger.
Perfect analogy. Interesting. The article suggests that while deep research might evolve and address these limitations, for now, it's more of a tool than a replacement for human researchers. Got it. Use it, but don't let it replace your own critical thinking.
That's a valuable takeaway. It's tempting to be seduced by the promise of effortless research, but maintaining our own intellectual rigor is crucial. I see where the author is coming from. That makes sense. It might make research faster, but we have to be careful to still use our critical thinking and not just accept its output.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our discussion on the potential dangers of relying too heavily on AI research tools like deep research. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep those minds sharp. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.